All week long, we've been telling stories to you, and on Friday, some of you tell stories to us. It's time again for StoryCorps, the National Oral History Project. It allows you to record an interview with a friend, a loved one, or family member.
Philip Brabazzillo and his wife, Judy, live in Brooklyn. Philip drives a cab. Judy works as an office manager. They met at a discotheque in Queens when they were both 18 years old. They're now 53. Recently, they went to the StoryCorps booth in Grand Central Terminal and recalled how a crossroad in history led to their marriage.
Her father was not around, so I was dealing mostly with her grandmother and her mother, and her mother was really the boss. And Chickie had one day approached me and said to me, that was her nickname, Chickie, she said, "Well, what are your intentions, Mr. Farrell? Are you really going to marry my daughter?" And I said, "Yes, I'm going to marry her, but I'm going to be drafted, so I'll wait till I get back." She goes, "But do you really want to marry her?" I said, "Well, look, if I don't get drafted, I'll marry her now." And Nixon dropped the draft. I was driving down the street. Nixon got on the lane. He said, "All of you men who are between number 1 and 125, I have some good news for you. You're not going to be drafted." And I just went right through the light. I sailed through the light because I knew Chickie.
I heard you screaming.
Yeah, when I walked in the house, Judy was happy. "I'm getting married November 18th.
And we had already made the plans, too.
And they had it all set up. No matter what, I was going to walk to Vietnam or I was going to get shot down the aisle.
I thought I was not going to get any more chances in life. So I better grab this one who made the offer. Did I ever tell you that before?
No.
They told me I was going to be a nun.
I've discovered in life that all of the real exciting things are the things you don't expect.
And you're right. The other day, bringing me home those flowers, that was very nice.
That's right. See, I never buy a flower because they charge too much and they die quick. But I saw African violets on sale.
On it. You see, it was so nice. You should not have said that. You should have just let it go.
Do you have any regrets, my dear?
If I had regrets, they wouldn't be sitting here with you.
How about my idiosyncrasies? Which of them bother you the most?
I'm only here for a short amount of time, Philip. My life is not long enough for me to repeat them.
I think that our love for each other is so intense and so real that I really think we're a perfect blend.
I don't know that we're really a perfect blend, to be honest.
A lot of times, Judy's wrong. In fact, as a couple, we add up more than the sum of the whole.
Honey, that's beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Did you have that plan to say that?
No, I don't plan
that. That just came right out? You see, you're just so full of goodness. Yeah. Start sending some of that goodness my way.
Philip and Judy Brabazzillo. To find out how you can record a StoryCorps interview, visit npr.org.